You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Fly on the Call. I hope you're all staying healthy and hanging in there while things in this world seem so much more uncertain than usual. Today's episode is a little different. I put the call out on social media to have artists or anyone else involved in the music industry that has been affected by the COVID-19 outbreak to submit a quick recording introducing themselves, telling us about their favorite song that they've released, share a piece of advice, and most importantly, promote themselves and let us know how to best support them in these trying times. Without further ado, here's Jariah, N.Reed of How I Became Invisible, Danger Club, and more, Vicky of Pet Me, and KM North of Sparrowheart Records.
Hi, I'm Jariah. I'm a musician and I'm a visual artist from New York City, and I love to tell stories, whether it's through like songs or pictures or animations or whatever else it is. Everything I create circles back to one central idea, which is building worlds that don't exist and making them feel real, making the listener feel like they're in it and experiencing something outside of themselves for a bit. Sonically, I'm inspired by all types of things. I love bands like My Chemical Romance, Panic at the Disco, System of a Down. They're all really theatrical and very over the top at times, which is something I really like. But then at the same time, I really love like pop and electronic music. I love Skrillex. He's been one of my favorite artists since I was in like middle school. There's, you know, artists like Halsey or Billie Eilish or, you know, things like that. Really anything that, you know, takes a lot of different sounds and combines them and finds creative ways to use that. You know, I love finding the commonalities and differences between different genres and using that to sort of connect them. I think my favorite song I've written right now is one that's coming out in a few days. It's called Pressure Bomb. And it's just about my brain, I guess. And it's about all the pressure that comes with feeling like you have to do everything on your own. A lot of my, you know, sort of personal and like professional projects have always been me, like in my room, sort of extending myself in every direction in order to, you know, make something without having to like rely on anybody. And that song is sort of like a self-analysis, I guess, and kind of reminding myself that, you know, hey, reach out to people. You should kind of delegate responsibility where you can. And if you don't think that you can put your all into something, then you should try to find somebody who can. Because ultimately, you know, at least for me, what I care about at the end of the day is that I'm able to express myself and that the final product is something that I'm proud of. You know, so I think it's important to make sure that you're not putting yourself in places to do things that you don't have the capacity to do and overextending yourself, because that can cause a lot of stress and it can cause you to not enjoy what you do as much. So yeah, I have an EP coming out on March 27th if you want to hear it. It's called To Mend the Sun and it's going to be available everywhere. It's a mix of like pop and rock and jazz and electronic and all these different things that I love, all condensed down to 6 songs that I'm very proud of and I really hope you enjoy. So yeah, and if you want to find me anywhere else, I'm just at Jariah Claire, J-H-A-R-I-A-H, Claire, C-L-A-R-E, and feel free to come in and say hi or something, I don't know.
Hello, my name is N.Reed. I am the singer and lyricist for the band Danger Club. I am the bass player for the band Take Today. I am the vocalist and bass player for the band Robots and Race Cars. And I am the sole member and every instrument and vocals and writing for the band How I Became Invisible. I have cystic fibrosis, which is a progressive genetic condition that affects the respiratory system and the digestive system. And due to this, I am especially vulnerable to the coronavirus or COVID-19, however you want to pronounce it. And because of this, my band Danger Club has had to cancel a number of shows over the next couple weeks, voluntarily. Well, I don't know if the shows have been canceled altogether or not, but I know a number of bands dropped out and we were one of the first, explicitly because of myself. It sucks because we just released an EP called Caustic and Exhausted, which I think is some of the best work we've ever done. And I was hoping to be able to play those songs for people because they're pretty cool, but now we can't. And it sucks. Still have a couple shows, quote unquote, on the books within the next few weeks. I'm not really optimistic that they're going to happen. I'm taking it in stride. As the member of How We Became Visible, which is mostly just a home recording outfit, this kind of quarantining situation is giving me, not that I never have any excuse or reason to not record or write something, because I'm constantly working on something. It gives me time, I guess. I just found out I'm going to be working from home for a couple weeks for my day job. So even more of an excuse to just kind of maybe hunker down and write another album. Why not? Favorite song put out recently, I guess, would be with Danger Club, the Caustic and Exhausted EP. There's a song on it called A Calendar of Small Disappointments, which is about a lot of stuff, including cystic fibrosis, including transition, society, living in the current United States culture that we live in, a whole bunch of other stuff. The only advice I'd give anybody is to just try to keep busy. We're musicians. It sucks that we can't go out and play for people, which is like 99% of the reason I do stuff, is I want to play music for people and can't, because can't be around people. But I would say, try to keep busy, try to keep doing what you're doing. And then if you're a fan of said music, stream people's music while you can, buy their merch, buy their albums. I know a lot of bands are going to be doing live streaming. Maybe keep an eye out for that, because I think that's awesome. I was supposed to go see the Wonder Years tour this coming up weekend, and obviously the tour's been canceled, so I can't. And I'm really hoping maybe they're going to put something together, or maybe the opener, Spanish Love Songs. I'd be super into that too. Kind of hoping that maybe more bands take advantage of this and try to get their music out for people that maybe couldn't see them otherwise. It'd be pretty cool. You can find my music at howibecameinvisible.com, at dangerclubpa.com, at robotsandracecars.com, and at taketoday.com. Or if you want to find that music, all of it is on Spotify and Apple Music and YouTube. Just search for the name of the band. And cool. Thanks.
This is Vicky from Pet Me. We're a power pop band based in Lansing, Michigan. My favorite song that we have released is called Frying Pan, and that's because it's about lack of action in the face of big disasters like climate change or pandemics. But it looks at it from a somewhat tongue-in-cheek perspective, which I guess that would be my bit of advice to people, is to try to keep a sense of humor in the face of the disasters that are coming down on us. And the other thing would be, everybody stick together. We've got to work together to get through this. Thanks.
Hey, what's up? This is KM North from Sparrow Heart Records. Just trying to say what's up and hope everybody is staying safe and having some fun during this quarantine, which sucks. So as far as like a favorite song or something that we have put out, I gotta say probably the Bricklayer Freak Scene EP is probably my favorite release. It's really kind of fun. It's very late 80s kind of sound to it, like the stuff that I grew up listening to and you know, they kind of turned me on to punk music and whatnot. So that would probably be my favorite release that we've done. Any advice or anything would be mainly just with everything going on, I think it's kind of had everybody, you know, step out of the box and try to do things a little bit differently, because it's not, we can't do tours, we can't, you know, play live shows and stuff. Basically, my advice is to try to think of something cool and interesting, whether it's for your friends or family or, you know, fans. I don't really know. It's, but, you know, rather than just, you know, Skype or something, you know, think of something cool to send to a loved one, or, you know, think about something cool to produce or to make. Challenge yourself. I mean, we're all literally shut inside and we can't do anything. So it's like, spend that time trying to do something interesting that, you know, people haven't done. As for plugs or anything, we just put out a new EP by a band called Flincher, which is heavy as hell and really awesome. It's at sparrowheartrecords.bandcamp.com. If anyone wants to check that out.
Hell yeah. Thank you so much to Jariah, N.Reed, Pet Me, and Sparrowheart Records for taking part in this. And be sure to show them your support. All of their links are in the show notes, and even so much as a follow, like, or retweet can mean the world to someone. Please remember to look after yourself, check in with friends and family, continue to socially distance yourself, and wash your dang hands. If you're struggling financially, mentally, or otherwise, please know that you're not alone, and there are people in your life who are willing to help in any way they can, myself included. Shoot me a DM, email, reach out in any other way at any time. And if you have the ability to, throw a couple bucks to your favorite artist, local business, or charity that's helping others in this time of need. As you probably know, touring is the lifeblood of the music industry these days, and canceled or postponed shows are a major hit to many struggling musicians. It's been inspiring to see the community come together and support each other as best we can, so let that be your silver lining. A special thank you as always to The Alternative for helping to promote the show, Kaylin West of Tiny Stills for the theme song, and Michaela Jane Palermo for the artwork. You can keep up to date by subscribing to the podcast and following the show on Twitter and Instagram at FlyOnTheCallPod. Feel free to email any questions, comments, or other feedback to me at FlyOnTheCallPod@gmail.com. Stay healthy, and I'll see you next week.
What's up, everybody? I am Finn McKenty, host of the Punk Rock NBA podcast, part of the Sound Talent Media podcast network. My podcast is all about doing what you love for a living, and every week I sit down and talk to people who have done exactly that. For example, musicians like Tommy from Between the Buried and Me, Matt from Periphery, Lil Lotus and Shinigami, among many others, photographers, artists, designers, YouTubers like Glenn Fricker and Sarah Dici, and I unpack exactly how they got to where they are today with the goal of helping you do the same. So if that sounds cool, you can listen and subscribe at SoundTalentMedia.com, and I'll see you there.